Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹早。
This morning passage is from Matthew chapter 27, verses 38 to 44.
今天我们的讲章是在的啊、是马太福音27章30到44节。
Now I'll read to you in English, ESV version. Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left.And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. So also the chief priests with the scribes and the elders mocked him, saying, He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now.If he desires him, for he said, I am the Son of God. And the robbers who were crucified with him also revered him in the same way.
马太福音二十七章三十八到四十四节。
不用读，不用读 ，It's okay. The Chinese passage is up there, so for those who can, we'll read there. Now, I'm going to share with you a story. An old preacher was dying. He sent a message for his banker and his lawyer.Both church members to come to his home. When they arrived, they were ushered up to his bedroom. As they entered the room, the preacher had reached out his hands and motioned for them to sit on each side of his bed. The preacher grabs their hands, sighed contentedly, smiled, and stared at the ceiling. For a time, no one said anything. Both of the bankers and lawyers were touched and flattered.That the preacher would ask them to be with him during his final moments. Sorry.
Okay, 这是一个笑话，就是一个老传道人，当他临终的时候，他召见了他们教会的一个银行家以及律师到他的家里。那么当他们抵达的时候，被召见到他的房间里面，那么这个老传道人叫他们两位，一个人坐在他们左边，一个人坐在他们的右边。
Now they were also puzzled that the preacher had never given them any indication that he particularly liked either of them.
他们觉得很迷惑，因为这老传道人从没有给他们看到有那种迹象，给他们看到他们两个他特别喜欢。
Now they both remembered his many long and uncomfortable sermons about greed and covetousness and materialistic behavior that they made them squirm in their seats sitting next to him.
他们只记得这传道人的又长又带有又长的那些讲道有关于他们的贪婪他们的现实物对物质的喜好，这些信息都指导他们很坐立不安在教堂里面。
Finally, the banker said, "Preacher, why do you ask us to come?"
最后，这个律师问了这传道人，为什么你会叫我们来呢
？The old preacher mustered up his strength and said weakly, "Jesus died between two thieves, and that's how I want to go."
这传道人。鼓起了他的气，很微弱地跟他讲，因为耶稣去世的时候有两个强盗在他的左右边，所以现在我也要跟随着。
Yeah. My apologies to the bankers and lawyers in our church this morning.
今早我向我们教会的银行家及律师道歉。
It's a joke. Yeah. Not all bankers and lawyers are greedy and wicked.
这只是个笑话，不是说所有的律师以及银行家。都是这么的贪婪。
Those who are not in Jubilee Church.
有的话，应该不是我们教会的。
There are of course many versions of this church, of this joke in the internet.
但在网际网络上有许多这一类似的笑话。
Now some of the thieves described in the joke were either doctors or IRS agents and even priests. We could even exchange it for property agents and contractors.
所以在不同的行业都有这样的人也有这些医生税务人员、
yeah.
包括当然传道人
yes yes jokes are often at the expense of someone or a group of people. Yeah.
这些玩笑每次是针对了一些人或者是一群的一些团体。
Now, our Lord Jesus was made a mockery of on the cross that fateful day.
我们的主耶稣是在被钉十字架上的时候受到很大的嘲弄。
Now, Matthew just does not draw a distinction between the Jewish mockers or the Gentile mockers.
马太没有分辨是犹太人或者外邦人在嘲弄着耶稣。
In fact, the Gentile Roman soldiers were the most vicious of all the mockers of Jesus in the crucifixion narrative.
事实上,在整个记述里面,这个整件事件里面, 罗马兵丁对耶稣的嘲弄是更加的激烈。The
mockers in the narrative, crucifixion narrative were not all Jews.
其实在嘲弄耶稣的过程里面,不是所有都是犹太人。
And not all the Jews were mockers.
也不是所有的犹太人都是嘲弄者。
Matthew does not portray the Jews negatively as Jesus killers or a totally positive view of the Gentiles.
马太并没有很反面的形容犹太人是耶稣的谋害者，或者是对外邦人较正面的看待。
Although such views were unfortunately prevalent in church history,
这样的印象很不幸的在教会历史里面是很普遍的。
From the betrayal and the desertion of Jesus' disciples to the trial by Pilate and torture by the Roman soldiers,
从门徒的背叛离弃到皮拉多的审判与罗马兵丁的折磨。
And now insults and mockery by the crowd and more, Jesus' humiliation ordeal intensified.
到现在受到群众的嘲弄, 耶稣被侮辱的考验更是加剧。
His suffering climaxed at the death on the cross.
他的受难高潮就是致死于十字架上。
Just as Jesus was tempted three times by Satan, Jesus was also mocked three times by three groups of people in today's passage.
就正如耶稣三次受试探，受撒旦试探，这一次也是三被不同三个不同的群体来嘲弄。
Now the first group were the bystanders or the crowd, or the second group the religious leaders, the chief priests, the scribes and elders, and third the thieves, the two thieves.
第一个团体是那个看热闹的旁观者，第二是甚至人员领袖，例如祭司长。
The first group, the crowd, questioned Jesus' power and ability to save himself. If you are really who you claim to be, the Son of God, save yourself. If you cannot even save yourself, how can you save us, the world?
若你是神的儿子, 救你自己，若你不能救你自己，你怎么能够救这世界呢？
How can you be the true Messiah?
你怎么可能是真正的弥赛亚？
You are a fraud, you are a false prophet. Crucify him, he must die.
你是骗子，你是假先知，你必须钉死十字架。
Didn't you say that you would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days?
你不是说你要毁摧毁圣殿三天？
The temple is still standing here after all these years. You are a liar.
圣殿到现在还几年还是在那里，你是个骗子。
The destruction of the temple was exactly the charge that was brought against Jesus in Matthew chapter 26.
毁灭圣殿就是真正在公会里面指控耶稣的罪状。
He was brought before Caiaphas and the council.
他被带到了这个祭司长以及公会那里。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 59. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus that they might put him to death, but they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said, "This man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days."
祭司长和公议会全体都想找假证据控告耶稣，好把他处死。虽然许多人前来见做假见证，却找不到证据。最后有两个人前来说，这人说：“我可以毁坏神的圣殿，圣所三日之内又把它建造起来。”
The crowd shouted, "Save yourself! If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross."
群众们喊着说：“救你自己！如果你是神的儿子。”
The crowd does not understand that it was Jesus' mission to save. It was not Jesus' mission to save himself.
群众并不知道。不是救自己，并不是耶稣本身的使命。
He came to save the world.
他来是救这世界。
If Jesus comes down from the cross to save himself, he will not save his people from sin.
若耶稣本身救了自己，他就无法救世人，从最终救世人。
The truth of the metaphor will be realized in the death and resurrection of Jesus.
真正的隐喻是在耶稣死与复活中。
In the past, whenever I read this passage, I would think to myself, why didn't Jesus just come down from the cross?
过去每当我在读圣经的时候，我就在问，为什么耶稣不肯自己下来救自己呢？
Who has ever asked yourself this question before? Anyone?
有谁曾经问过这个问题吗？
Yes. He sure has the power to do it.
他肯定有这样的能力。
All the people present that day would believe in him.
而当时的人也就会因为这样而相信他。
He would not need to die on the cross.
他不需死在十字架上。
Wouldn't it be a vindication of who Jesus is?
难道这不是最好证明他的身份吗？
But as I grow in maturity, theological understanding, I learned that Jesus must die on the cross in order for him to save the world.
当我随着神学知识的成熟，我知道耶稣虽死在十字架上，十字架上为他能从罪恶中救我们。
If he had freed himself from the cross that day, there will not be victory over death.
若那天他解救了自己，那他就没有超越死亡的胜利。
There will only be a small victory, maybe over the Jewish leaders and the soldiers who tortured him.
那也不过一个小小的胜利，胜过那些兵丁对他的侮辱，胜过那些祭司的。
Jesus had to die.
耶稣必须死。
I do not know if there is a better way to save the world from sin.
我不知道还有什么东西比死跟拯救世界更加的捷径。
I only know that this was the only way that God chose.
我只知道这是神唯一选择的道路。
And Jesus obeyed.
耶稣服从。
The point is not that Jesus could not come down from the cross, but that he would not, because he had freely chosen to follow his Father's will.
问题的症结不是耶稣能不能从十字架上下来，而是他不能因为他的自然选择根据 父神的旨意。
It is God's will for Jesus to die on the cross.
神的旨意是要耶稣钉死在十字架上。
Now we come to the second group of people who mocked Jesus on the cross, and they are the religious leaders.
我们现在看到第二组人就是戏弄耶稣的人，就是这些宗教领袖。
They shouted, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the king of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him."
他救人却不能救自己。他是以色列的王，让他在十字架下来，我们就相信他。
He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he desires him, for he said, "I am the Son of God."
他相信神，加下来，神使耶他，他就是能救他的。
Now again, it is quite clear that Matthew had in mind Psalms chapter 22, verse 7 to 8, when he wrote this account of Jesus on the cross.
显然的，马太在写这段的时候一定有在诗篇二十二章七到八节的那个印象。
He says, "All who see me mock me; they make mouths at me; they wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him; let him rescue him, for he delights in him."
诗篇二十二章七到八节， 看见我的都嘲笑我，他们撇着嘴摇着头说，他既然把自己交托耶和华，就让耶和华查救他，耶和华既然喜悦他，就让耶和华拯救他吧。
Now Jesus was accused by the Jewish religious leaders of blasphemy, a religious charge against God.
耶稣被这些宗教领袖们指责他亵渎神。
But he was put on the death on the cross on the charge of insurrection and treason, a political charge against Rome instead.
但是他致死的原因是他被提供的是他犯的这个政治的罪名，就是反叛罪。
So if Jesus is indeed the king of Israel, then Caesar will no longer be their king.
若耶稣是以色列的王，那么凯撒就不属于以色列的王了。
The highest ranking Jewish leaders did not have the power to put someone to death on religious charge alone.
以色列宗教领袖最高领袖没有权力置任何人于死地。
They had to hand him over to the Roman, to Pilate to be charged for crimes against the sovereignty of the state.
他们需要交给，把他交于这个比拉多来审判。
Now Luke records that Pilate had found Jesus innocent of such political charges. Why? What evil has he done? I found him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him.
比拉多最后却查不到耶稣在政治上的罪犯，所以他讲他是无罪的，他最多只能够惩罚他，然后释放他。
Now even Pilate's wife conveyed to her husband of her dream, which told her that Jesus was an innocent man.
甚至比拉多的妻子也告诉他，他在梦中知道耶稣本身是无罪的。
Now she said, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream."
他要比拉多不要惩罚这个无罪的人，因为他本身也是很受苦在梦中。
Jesus is an innocent man, both in the religious and political sense of the word.
耶稣是无罪的，在无论是在政治上或是在宗教上。
He who is sinless bore the sins of the world on his shoulders.
他是无罪的，且承担了世人的一切的罪。
Now the third group would be the two thieves. In the ESV translation, they are translated as the robbers.
第三组人是两个贼，也有人翻译成强盗。
Matthew's gospel tells us that the robbers who were crucified with him also revered him in the same way.
马太让我们看到两个贼在同钉十字架上也对耶稣嘲弄。
To revere someone is to use abusive language against that person or to ridicule someone vehemently.
嘲弄一个人是要用那些很侮辱的文字，很嘲笑的文字来形容他。
The two thieves insulted Jesus just as the crowd did.
两个贼对耶稣的侮辱就好像群众一样。
Some of you may be surprised that this seems to be a different picture of the two thieves that we often hear about in church.
我们很多人会感到很意外，因为当这样的形容两个贼的时候，跟我们平常的所了解的过程有点不一样。
Just as there were various versions of the jokes told in my introduction, there are also two accounts of the two thieves in the gospel story.
就像不同层刚才这个笑话里面有不同的层面，而在这个记述这个两个贼的事件里面，也有不同的层次在形容不同人有不同的这个层次写法。
Now Luke presented a more elaborated picture of the two criminals in his gospel, one that is more familiar to us.
路加的形容是我们比较熟悉的，就是比较细在形容这两个强盗在十字架的情形。
Now Luke chapter 23, one of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation." and we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, truly I say to you, today you will with me in paradise.
今天你必定同我在乐园里。
Now the account of the two thieves described in Matthew is relatively new to most Christians, as the more famous one in Luke often overshadows it.
马太福音的记述这两个贼的与路加福音不太一样，而路加福音是大家比较熟悉的。
Matthew's account is almost identical to the version in Mark chapter 15.
马太的记述法跟马可15章里面是一样。
John does not even have an account of this.
约翰甚至没有提到这件事情。
Luke's account was uniquely different.
路加的记述很不一样。
Why are there two seemingly contrasting accounts of the two thieves?
为何有这样不同的版本呢?
Whose account is more accurate?
哪一个版本较准确呢?
Now, one commentator believes that Luke continues where Mark and Matthew lives off.
有一个解经家相信路德的是继续记载着整个事件的发展。
He believes that at the start, both thieves, together with the crowd, hurl insults and ridicule Jesus from the cross. But soon after, one of them realizes his own failings and acknowledges Jesus' innocence instead.
但国后其中一人察觉到自己的过错，也接受了耶稣是无罪的。
Now, this reformed bandit exhibits a form of repentance that Jesus declares that he will be with him in paradise that very day.
而这认罪的贼，致使耶稣告诉他，你今天必同与我到乐园里。
The word today may not necessarily mean that very day.
那个圣经里面所提的今天，不一定是当天那个日子。
Instead, it's likely to mean this day and age.
而较有可能是指至今跟那个时代。
The two crucified thieves reminds us of the promise proposed by the mother of John and James, the sons of Zebedee.
两个钉死十字架的强盗提醒了我们雅各与约翰的母亲的对耶稣的请求。
Now she had asked Jesus to promise that her two sons would sit on Jesus' right and left when they are in his kingdom.
他请求耶稣记得他在国降临的时候让他两个儿子坐在左右边。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 22. Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father."
马太福音20章22节23节 sorry. 22节马太福音22耶稣回答说你们不知道你们要求是什么我将要喝的杯你们能喝吗他们说人他对他们说我的杯 你们固然要喝，只是坐在我的左右，不是我赐给的。
Here at the cross, the two thieves were not sitting next to Jesus, but were crucified with him, one on his right and the other on his left.
现在两个贼不是坐在耶稣的左右边, 而是钉死在耶稣的左右边被钉死, 是在死。
To call them thieves is really a misnomer.
叫他们贼或许是一个误称。
They were actually freedom fighters who stole from the rich to finance their political ambition and revolution.
他们其实是自由战士，他们向有钱人偷取的钱财，是来资助他们的政治理念以及革命。
They were crucified for their political crime against the Roman Empire.
他们被钉死十字架，是因为他们触犯了罗马的法律。
The two thieves were more like revolutionaries than robbers.
两个贼应该是属于革命家多过是贼。
Jesus, falsely accused of political crimes, was crucified on the cross together with the two freedom fighters like rebels.
耶稣最终被指为政治罪犯，而被钉死在与两个自由战士同钉在。
But Jesus was a different kind of rebel. He fights against the sins of this world.
但耶稣是另外一种反叛，他是跟世界的罪打战。
Now, as Reverend Xiaohui shared with us last week, Jesus is God's son for the world.
正如上星期小慧牧师说，耶稣是神给世界的诗篇。
Some of us are still unsure of what this phrase means. As the psalms become the hymnal we sing in church, Jesus becomes also our prayer we offered to God. We sing Jesus, we pray Jesus. God hears our prayers and our praises. Because he hears Jesus.
神听我们的赞美与祷告,
This is how Jesus becomes God's son for the world.
这就是耶稣如何成为世界的诗篇。
It is the only way possible for the world to be accepted by God, only through Jesus.
唯一能够到神那里就是经过耶稣。
And when we ask, why did Jesus have to die on the cross?
但我们若问，为何耶稣需要钉死在十字架上？
Stanley Hauerwas has this in reply. He died on the cross to reveal the heart of God. The cross is where God's life crosses our life to create a life otherwise unimaginable.
Stanley Hauerwas在回应这件这个问题说，他死于十字架反映了神的心，十字架就是神的。 神经过超越我们的生命，创造了原本无法想象的生命。
A life without Christ is unimaginable.
一个生命没有耶稣是很难想象的。
A life without Christ is no life at all.
一个生命没有耶稣是没有生命的。
The cross connects us to God.
十字架让我们与神沟通。
The cross is the new covenant established by the blood of Jesus.
十字架是新业经过耶稣的宝血而设的。
I have a quote here by Fulton Osler, who is an American journalist, playwright, and writer of the book The Greatest Story Ever Told. He said, "Many of us crucify ourselves between two thieves, regret for the past and fear of the future."
一个学者，一个作家福特奥特，他写了一本书，就是最伟大的故事。里面这样讲：我们很多人钉死在自己与两贼之间，后悔过去，恐惧将来。Fulton
Osler, The Greatest Story Ever Told, published in 1949, is a fictional adaptation account about the life of Jesus, which remains faithful to the Bible through and through.
福特在1949年出版了一本虚构的 改篇有关耶稣的 生活。
Sorry.
整本书都保留着对圣经的忠实。
Now his book has been retold on cassette tapes and also CDs and have it been broadcast on radios throughout the world.
他的书也被编制在卡带或者是光盘中，而也在世界各地广播。
It has also been made into a film in 1965 by an American director.
1969年，他的这本书也被演了一部电影。
Now I like Osler's quotation very much.
我很喜欢这个 Osler 的引用。
We wish we could change the past, but at the same time, we fear the changes in the future.
我们希望改变过去，但我们又恐惧改变将来。
We are never contented.
我们从来没有感到满足。
Regrets and fears are robbing us of our present today.
后悔以及恐惧一直在我们现在生活里面摩擦着。
Sometimes our past makes a mockery of our present.
很多时候我们的过去成为现在的羞耻。
Maybe a failure in school, in life, in work, in love has hindered our journey today.
或许是学业失败、恋爱、工作成为我们今日生活的阻碍。
We have heard stories about how some of these past failures make us afraid to take the new steps in faith today.
我们常听说过去的阴影，致使我们不敢走出今天的信仰。
Sometimes we question God's presence when He seems to be silent and absent in our past.
有时候我们质问神的存在，当他好像保持沉默。
Just like the crowd who did not understand that Jesus' failure on the cross was really God's success plan for the world.
正如群众们不了解，耶稣在十字架上的失败，实际上是给一世界计，是神给一世界计划的成功。
We fail to understand God's way is higher than our ways.
我们不了解，神的道路是高过我们的道路。
Like us, Jesus also suffered much mockery and insult.
正如我们一般，耶稣也遭受到了讥笑以及侮辱。
Christians somehow are often made mockery of, in this world.
基督徒也常遭受到世界所耻笑。
To the world, Jesus was a fool.
对于这世界，耶稣是愚蠢的。
To many, Christians are fools.
而很多基督徒也是很愚笨。
The Christian faith seems more and more ludicrous and untenable in today's age of science and atheism.
基督徒的信仰看来很，在现代世界里面看来很荒唐，也无法再面对着科学家以及无神论者的质问。
What are we to do?
我们应该如何呢？
Let us learn to be fools for God.
让我们学习在神里面愚蠢。
Not fools with our understanding, but fools with a firm knowledge of our Lord and Savior.
但不是不明了的愚蠢，而是很坚定信心对神认识的愚蠢。
Let us be fools who seek God with our hearts, our minds, and our souls.
让我们愚蠢的用我们的全心、全力、全意来寻求神。
Fools who live for others and not for ourselves.
为别人生活而愚蠢，而并不是为了自己。
Fools who would take up our own cross, sharing in the shame and suffering of Jesus.
愚蠢的让我们背起了十字架，与耶稣同担当一切的羞辱与苦难。
The defeated Jesus on the cross is the same Jesus who will be victorious in his resurrection 3 days later.
在十字架上被击败的耶稣，同也是三日后胜利的复活的耶稣。
The one who is mocked on Good Friday will be vindicated on Easter Sunday.
在受难节被嘲弄的耶稣，也是在复活节上胜利的耶稣。
Let me end with one of my favorite verse from the Bible.
让我最终以一篇我所喜欢的经节
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27 to 29
哥林多前书第一章27到29节
But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him.
但是神却拣选了世上愚笨的，使那些有智慧的羞愧；他也拣选了世上软弱的，使那些刚强的羞愧；他也拣选了世上卑贱的人和被轻视的。
Okay, let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for our sins, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, who bore the mockery and insults on the cross that fateful day. The Lord, you know us. You know the mockery and insults that we face also in our daily lives, Lord. You understand it more than anybody else, Lord. We want to pray that, Lord, today that we will not be ashamed to be a follower of Christ, that we will stand tall even though the doubts and the questions may come against us, Lord. We pray that, Lord, you strengthen us in our walk, in our faith. And we pray that, Lord, like Jesus, Lord, we too will be vindicated on that day when you come again. Thank you, Lord, for your resurrection. We thank you, Lord, for your love so dearly for us all. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. Amen.